Fantasy Rap
with Austin and Ozzy.
Hey everyone, this is Fantasy Rap, and I'm your host, Ozzy.
And I'm your co-host, Austin.
You can find us on fantasyrap.com. That is fantasywrap.com. Hey everybody, welcome to week two of the fantasy season. Some really good games this week.
Yep, yeah. The Giants-Cowboys, that one was...
Well, yeah, from a couple perspectives.
Well, yeah.
I mean, talk about drama. Talk about points scored in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Talk about one team takes the lead with, I mean, there wasn't a lot of time left.
No.
Any of the times that it kept on switching who was winning the game. Russell had a great game.
Yep.
That kicker that I took in the fifth or sixth round in our 16-team league that people are like, you never take a kicker this early. When is Brandon Aubrey? I think I changed the rules for Brandon Aubrey.
Yeah.
My buddy Scott had him 2 years ago. Well, I made sure I got him last year, and I dang well made sure I got him this year. I mean, 30 points in my...
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy. I mean, you watch him kick, and, you know, he just looks... It just looks... He looks so relaxed out there. It's just like he's just kind of like... Oh, okay. Well, I got to nail this 64-yarder, whatever.
And it's just, it's so smooth.
His run up to the ball is just calm. Yeah. You know, he's not rushing it.
It's not like he you know, is pushing the leg. I mean, he is, but it doesn't look forceful.
Yeah.
It just looks, whoop, and there it goes.
Well, it's like golf, you know, where you hit your drive, you know. Yeah. I mean, obviously you get somebody like Bryson who can crush a ball, and he really tries to, you know, swing the club. But a lot of these guys, it's, you know, that you get the tempo and it's just effortless.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's like it's almost like the ball's not even there when they're coming through, you know. So
another interesting game, Detroit. I kind of felt bad for the Bears. I thought it was a little rude running up the score like that. I mean, you weren't going to lose, but. But,
you know, if Ben Johnson was still on the Lions, it would have been the same thing. They would have done the exact same thing. I saw a clip afterwards, and, you know, of course, the reporters are asking Ben Johnson, you know, basically about it. And he was like, he was just doing their job. Like, that's the organization. They were doing their job.
And, you know, I remember back to the days where the Packers used to get a 9-point lead, and then they'd go into prevent offense and prevent defense.
Yeah, it was
prevent offense. You didn't get a first down. Yeah. Prevent defense. You didn't stop them.
It was kind of.
You never prevented them from scoring.
It was like the Cardinals.
Yeah,
you know, they got up. It was like 20-6 or something like that on the Panthers, and the Panthers almost came back and won it.
Yeah,
and the Cardinals gave them every chance in that last like 90 seconds. There were so many penalties.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, and then we go to the Indy game, where Daniel Jones looks like a star, and it's interesting because, you know, they got rid of Daniel Jones and he looks really good. They got rid of a guy by the name of Saquon Barkley, and he only was the best player in football last year. Who was the best defensive player last year, or one of the better defensive players in all of football? Well, that would have been Xavier, for the Packers,
McKinney.
You know, it's like, these guys aren't very good, so we're going to get rid of them.
Yeah, so in 5 years, Cam Skadboo is going to be the number one running back.
Somewhere other than the Giants. But I sat there and I watched Indy, and, well, I didn't watch it. I was paying attention to it online. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm like, oh, they're leaving themselves. They didn't try. Actually, I think I was watching at the time. They weren't trying to get a first down.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't trying to get it. They were settling for a 60-yard field goal from a guy who has never kicked one, I don't think, over 45. And all of a sudden you get that leverage penalty against with no time, and it's whoop. They give him another chance, and guess what? You lost.
Yep.
So our favorite segment, how did we do?
Well, I mean, since we didn't get a week one recap, you know, I lost in every... No, I won in my one dynasty. I think I'm 2-0 in my Dynasty League with our friend Nick. He's in first. I'm in second. I just put up a huge week in that league as well.
Okay.
This week, and then I lost in all the other ones in the main redraft Yahoo League with Nick and then all my high school buddies. I scored 78 to 79 points.
Nice. That's a...
Yep.
Do you have a stack?
So, well, that wasn't even that league. That was, yeah. Yeah, that week one Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase stack was not good. And then this week,
Joe Burrow gone for 3 months.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah. It amazed me that he did as well as he did with Browning doing most of the damage. Well,
Browning's been there for years behind Burrow. So it's not like he's a bad back.
No. You know, in fact, a couple years ago, he was solid.
Yeah,
going into the playoffs.
I mean, he did throw 3 interceptions, but you know,
he won the game.
Exactly. You know, and people are freaking out saying the Bengals need to go out and trade for Jameis or something. And I don't think they're. I think they signed. I
just heard Sean Clifford and
Brett Rippon. I think was the other one.
Maybe.
You know, so they're going to roll with Browning. I think they're going to be.
No, I think they had Rippon. Rippon becomes their
squad or something.
Yeah, Rippon becomes their backup.
Gotcha.
And they signed 2 quarterbacks, Sean Clifford and another guy. I don't know who it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, they wanted to make sure they were covered. Yeah. You know, the Packers were looking into, I forget which quarterback it was, but I was wondering if they were thinking about
moving
Malik.
Yeah. I mean,
possibility.
I think the Bengals offense, obviously everybody takes a downgrade.
Yeah.
I think Chase Brown is the one that's going to get hurt the most and probably T. Higgins. I think Jamar will be okay because Browning just hyper targeted it. You know, I mean, he had 14 or 13 receptions or something like that.
Yeah. I'm thinking we might get to that. I think
probably.
I'm not sure he was a stud. I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, it's because his projection's so high.
Right.
Know, but yeah.
Yeah. So. I mean,
that's like Malik Nabers probably didn't make the cut either for.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. You know, for studs. And he had a.
Right. Well, and it's mainly quarterbacks that just went off. I mean, you've got your Goffs, you've got your,
Russell. Yeah.
Yeah. Russell. Yeah. So, you know, my opinion has always been that I'm not a stack guy.
Yeah.
For the reason of A, week one, quarterback sucks.
Yep.
Wide receiver has to suck.
Yep.
I've done it occasionally in some of our picks, but I'm not a fan of it. And now, you know, I mean, there's nothing that can control whether or not injury. A guy gets hurt.
Yeah.
So
then this week I lost two. I went 2-2 this week. So in the main Yahoo League, I thankfully for Keenan Allen catching that touchdown, and he's been great since he came back to the Chargers.
Yeah.
And then Genty not doing a whole lot, but the Chargers defense is really good.
Yeah.
So they held him in check.
Although they're without
Khalil Mack.
Mack. Were you watching?
Yeah, that was nasty. Oh,
man. Yeah. As soon as it happened and they showed it a couple times, I'm like, that's probably a dislocated elbow. Yeah,
I was watching it with Britt, and I told her, I said, that was always my biggest fear in high school was reaching out like that, you know, trying to grab somebody
and having somebody someone, hit you. Right. Yeah. Having that helmet come in or the body come in on your elbow and just hyperextended in a sense. And I thought I was looking for Ronda Rousey in there, and I thought she had the arm bar on him the way he held his hand right away. But I mean, I feel badly for him. That stinks when that happens.
So then in our Dynasty League, we were talking about it before.
Yeah.
I put up 200 points, so second highest scorer in the league this week, and I lost to Isaac, who scored 203 points.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That was
200
to make me 0-2 to start in that.
To make it worse, 200 points is nearly unattainable.
Yeah.
I mean, we generally are in the wins are in the 150, 60, 160, 170 range.
Yep.
Every once in a while, some team will go off. Mm-hmm. I mean, what I consider the best team in the league.
Yeah.
Honchos.
Yep.
He scored 192 or something.
Something like that, yeah.
So, I mean, and he has one of those unbelievable teams. Mm-hmm. But that's dynasty. And yep. And the funny thing is he's got 3 first round draft picks next year because he traded away players that yeah. other people put too much value yep. on. And I've been yep. trying to get a couple of those first rounders, but mm. he doesn't want to deal them away.
Yeah.
Ever. So I, sorry, were you done?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. So week one, I went 2-3. I mean, 2-1, 2 of my 3. I was second high score in one. I was third high score in the 30-some year league. Mm-hmm. And I lost in our dynasty league.
Yep.
My guys just didn't do well. This week, I was 3-0.
Nice.
I am now the high scorer and in first place in the Yahoo league that you and I are in.
Yeah, I'm 0-2 in that league, too, because of week one.
Yeah, yeah. And I went to 2-0 in and scored the second highest points in our 30-some year league, mm-hmm. which makes me feel good because I'm without without Kittle.
Oh, yeah.
Who I took early.
Yep.
But I picked up Johnson from...
Oh, Juwan Johnson.
Juwan Johnson yeah, from New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And he's, I believe, the top scoring quarterback across 2 weeks
tight
or
end.
Real close. I mean, tight
yeah,
end.
Yeah, I think he's close. I think he's the most targeted so
yeah.
far.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah. it's crazy. Mm-hmm. But with the quarterback situation as it is there.
Hey, Spencer Rattler.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he's looking for whoever's open, mm-hmm. and it's going to be the guy who's
either
right here.
Juwan Johnson or Alvin Kamara.
There's right.
A lot of dump-offs in
yeah.
that game.
Yeah. So, you know. And it helps that in the two leagues with the kicker, I've got
Brandon Aubrey. Yeah.
Making sure that I win my games.
Yep.
So moving on, we are going to go to our injuries. And, of course, we've got Joey Burrow out for 3 yeah. months-ish.
If I'm Joe Burrow, surgery. I'm calling OSHA for lack of PPE in the workplace. It's just the... Oh, we'll just spend, you know, however many millions of, you know, I mean, I can't remember how much it is that they have tied up in Burrow, Chase, and Higgins. It's,
yeah.
I mean, so much. And
well, don't get me wrong, you need another 30 million on Hendricks.
Yeah, you know, you need your big playmakers, and you want to keep that core together. But, you know, I mean, if I, Cincinnati, I mean, that's just, yeah, I'd be filing a complaint with somebody if I was him because it's, you know,
but
I mean,
is it just bad juju?
The wrist one like 2 years ago, that one was just a weird. I think that was like he hit a helmet or something. Yeah. You know,
this was just a sack. He's been, and
yeah, but he's
in the foot.
Somebody pulled up the Andrew Luck, his stats of all of his QB pressures, the sacks he's taken, mm-hmm. you know, the hurries, you know, everything like that, and Burrow has more in pretty much every category than Andrew Luck did. And Andrew Luck retired because he was tired of the yeah. rehab. And, you know,
yeah.
and I can't remember if he had any surgeries. I think he had maybe the one.
Didn't he have neck fusion or something?
Something like that. Yeah. You know, and he was
well,
like,
that's why he quit.
He was like, the team's not doing anything for me, so I'm taking my own future and health into my hands.
Oh, yeah.
And,
smartest thing ever. Yeah. I mean, some of these guys, when you look at...
It sucks because Andrew Luck was on the way of being, yeah. you know, one of the greats.
Well, really, you look at the kid from Wisconsin who...
Chris Borland.
Borland.
Yeah.
I mean,
I loved him at
UW. 1 year.
Yeah. And he was like,
I'm done.
And he was great because he went to San Fran.
Yeah.
They drafted him. And he was great there for that year.
He was a stud.
Yeah. And then he's like, nah, I'm just not doing
it's,
it.
Yeah. No. And it's not that he didn't love the game. It's you know, I think a lot with the CTE and like you said, rehab. I mean, mm-hmm. some of these guys, they're old enough.
Mm hmm.
I mean, when Rodgers went down 2 years ago,
yeah,
you sat there and you said, is he actually thinking about coming back?
Well, that's...
I mean, there are 40, 50 million reasons to come back.
Yeah. I mean...
But when you've made as much money as some of these guys have made...
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah, I get it. 50 million is a heck of a lot of money.
Yeah.
But what's another 50 million when you've got 200, 300, 400 million already made?
Yeah. And Burrow's young, you know, still young, so he'll be fine, you know, whenever does come back. You know, but you know, to tie into another injury like Austin Eckler, Achilles.
Yeah.
And Eckler's, what, 30, 31? Yeah, like, he's my age, yeah. You know, and been in the league. There's a lot of miles on Eckler.
Yeah.
Does he try and come back? You know,
if I were him, I wouldn't.
Exactly. I wouldn't either. You know, I mean, he saw when it happened and he's sitting there on the field and he can see his face and then he's on the waiting for the cart and you can just see, like, you know, I in that moment to me, it looked like he was thinking he was just done.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, it's like J.K. Dobbins.
Oh, yeah. He's had the,
you know,
bad injuries. Yeah.
Every time you blow a knee and you're sitting there
Chubb.
Am I going to keep coming back?
Yeah.
So,
you know, Nick Chubb too, with his nasty knee injuries he's had, and he's scored a touchdown last night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lucky one, because he didn't have that many yards in the whole game leading up to that play. Yeah. Next up, we've got DeAndre Carter, not a big name, but he's in concussion protocol. He's a wide receiver for Tennessee, I believe.
Okay.
Next up, Aaron Jones, hamstring, unknown how long he's been out or he'll be out.
I think
he's on the downward end of his career, I don't, you know, I don't know if Jordan Mason, is going to take away pretty much the rest of the carries and everything.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I think Jones is already looking doubtful for this week.
Oh yeah,
You know, and he's, you know, Jones has always been one who's missed a couple games here and there. Yeah. You know, pretty much every season it feels
like. He's getting old.
That too, yes. And again, a lot of, you know, miles.
You're talking 29, 30.
Yeah. So, you know, and Jordan Mason, as a runner so far this season, has looked much better than Aaron Jones.
Agreed.
Aaron Jones is obviously a very good pass-catching back,
so Agreed.
That's more of his forte. But
plus, you know, he knows coverages and,
that too,
and
can protect, he's really good the quarterback. Yeah, at the pickups and stuff.
Right.
So I think Jordan Mason, you know, even how bad the Vikings looked yesterday, or J.J. McCarthy looked yesterday, you know, Jordan Mason's just, if Jones is out, Mason's going to get everything. So I think he'll be really good this week.
Yep. Justin Fields, concussion protocol.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, it's, you know, you kind of, we're what, 2 years now, two seasons removed from Tua's bad year, and then you get Chris Olave too, you know, even last year had the bad concussion, and, you know, so it'll be interesting to see how the NFL handles it now that we're, you know, because to me, that was really the, anytime anybody was in protocol, it seemed like they missed at least 1 week.
Right,
you know, even if they had progressed through enough, it seemed like they missed a week.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, it depends on the severity of the concussion.
But right.
He looked back to the Chicago Justin Fields in that game after looking really good week one.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean.
And I think you should expect a lot of that. I don't, I mean, it's not a great offense.
No.
I mean, a couple of players and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, because that was Pittsburgh week one, right, when he looked really good, you know, had the good game. I think Pittsburgh's defense, which is kind of crazy to say, is bad. Mm-hmm. You know, they just had Seattle, you know, there, and Ken Walker ran all over them. You know, Darnold didn't do great, but he did okay.
Right.
I think Pittsburgh's defense is just bad, so I think that was some of it. But when Fields comes back, I think it's going to be a lot of, like, it'll be a lot of flip-flopping back and forth between being decent to good, then just horrible.
Right.
So that makes it tough for your Garrett Wilson and, you know,
yeah,
even your Breece Hall,
who's
a really good pass-catching back.
You know. And but it always seems like when you don't have a decent quarterback in their throwing, they bottle him up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Breece Hall, another horrible week after a really, a decent week.
Breece Hall looked really good week one, too.
Right,
you know,
right. So. Next up, we've got Kyle Juszczyk.
San Francisco injuries, man.
Man.
Just,
do they have anyone who can play this week?
CMC.
Yeah.
Mac Jones actually looked really good.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody was kind of joking that Mac Jones was the quarterback that Shanahan wanted to take over Trey Lance that year, but it sounded like that was more of a Lynch and the ownership kind of decision. Yeah. So everybody's like, oh, we'll see what Shanahan can do with the guy he wanted 4 years ago now, or however long it's been.
That environment, I don't, like we've said before, I think we talked about it last year. You or I could be a decent quarterback in that system.
Yeah, Shanahan's very player friendly.
Yeah.
You know, it's,
and that's not taking anything away from Brock Purdy, but you know, they can take a guy and bring him off the street and he's going to get, you know.
No.
I mean, well, A, they've got Christian McCaffrey.
Yep.
I mean, that makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. But they were without, they're without Ayuk. They're without Kittle. I mean, there was worry that Juwan Jennings wasn't going to play.
Which he played and ended up having a really good game.
A really good
targets
game.
Targets and
yep.
whatever, and a nice touchdown. So
yep.
Yeah.
So next up, we've got Austin Ekeler, IR, out for the season, Achilles. Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about that, mm-hmm. Non-contact. Boom, yep. He was down. And you hate to see it, especially, I mean, I'm a huge Austin Ekeler fan. He is one of the true good guys when it comes to, he's done it for how many years at way below what he probably should have been making.
Yeah, I mean, you go back to him on the Chargers, he was the Chargers offense.
Yeah.
With the rushing and then the receiving and all the touchdowns he scored for them. I agree. He probably should have made another $10 million on top of what he made.
Minimum. I mean, he probably hasn't made $30
million. No. I would be shocked if he has.
Yeah. I mean, they kept on holding him back at like $6
million. Yeah. And then they bring in, Melvin Gordon, too. And,
right.
Or had Melvin and then brought in him and kept Melvin around for a little bit. And, so I agree. It sucks because, like we talked about a little bit ago, do you just hang him up because he's,
I think you do.
Because I think for him, really he does. Take 2 years to really get back.
Yeah.
If he's the first 30, year
is, is a painful recovery. And then you aren't going to be as, it was tough enough for Rodgers. Yes, Rodgers has to have some mobility, but we're talking a running back.
Yeah.
When it's a running back or a wide receiver that has to make those cuts in and out, and it's just a different world. Mm-hmm. Next up, we've got Jaden Reed, broken collarbone. He had surgery today, and while he was coming out of his anesthesia, he said that the Packers were going to win the Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah. I hope he's right, but, he was a little groggy at the time and prognosticator. So
yeah, it's too bad that touchdown didn't count.
Yeah.
He sold out for that.
Yeah, he gave everything for that.
The defender came down on him and snapped it. And
Well, anytime. It's tough seeing guys land on those shoulders because, you think about how small that collarbone is.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot there.
Yeah.
There really isn't.
Yep.
And I think it's the most broken bone in the body, or one of the most broken bones in the body, just because of the fact that, so much hinges on, with the upper body, the shoulders.
You slip and fall,
Yeah. You the hand goes out.
And you hit right on the shoulder or right on the top. Snaps. And,
yep. Yeah. So he's, out 6 weeks or so. Hopefully the surgery went well. Yep. Next up, we've got Jaden Daniels, knee sprain, day to day. He played the whole game. But,
I remember when it happened in the game, he was, limping around, and he kind of waved the sideline off, they're, I think, maybe trying to get him out to get him or have him go down, but it was, I think that was later in the game.
It was,
and he was like, well, we need to score some points here.
Right,
so he
gamer,
it out.
Gamer. Yeah. I like the guy, true competitor.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like they may hold him out this week.
Yeah. If they're smart, they will.
I'm just sure he's saying, let me in.
Yeah.
So many of those guys
Carson are. Wentz, I believe. Is it Carson Wentz is their backup there?
No, Carson Wentz is the backup for McCarthy. Wentz will be starting this week in Minnesota.
That's what I saw, yes. Yeah.
Jaden Daniels backup. I don't remember who it is.
I don't either.
So, next up, we've got Noah Brown, day-to-day with a groin injury.
Not really relevant.
No, he was last year against the Bears.
Yeah.
Don't you remember that
two
game?
Touchdowns or?
No. That was the game at there was like no time remaining. Chicago had just gone up.
They threw that Hail Mary
that went through
came
the
down
defender's
with it. Yep.
hands, and he's standing there. Boop.
Yep.
So next up, we've got J.J. McCarthy out week three with a knee. Carson Wentz going to start. I picked him up, at the beginning of our dynasty season, so I'm going to try and get a first-round draft pick for him.
Good luck. Ain't getting just, one out of me.
just kidding. Moving on, we've got our studs. Yep. And we start off with Jake Browning, plus 19.1. Obviously, wasn't expected to play. Yeah. They probably had him at a point or two. Yeah. And, you know, he goes 21 of 32 for 241 yards, two touchdowns, three interceptions. Mm-hmm. They aren't going to win games if he continues that. Yeah. One rush for 1 yard and a touchdown. The one rush for a yard and a touchdown really brought him back up because, you know, the interceptions offset. He will very likely be the guy moving forward for the next, 3 months is about 13 games.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, 12 games because there's a bye in there. So, next up, we've got Amon-Ra St. Brown. Those are just gaudy numbers. 9 of 11 for 115. Not a lot of yards. Three touchdowns.
Yeah. Well, those touchdowns, I mean, he had one that was like it wasn't like a big, long touchdown, but, you know, it was decent. And then those other two were like 3 to 5 yarders, little, like the one he just eked out the side and he was wide open.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I looked at some of that and I'm glad I wasn't playing against him. Mm-hmm. Weeks like that are kind of like, I don't expect that out of him every week. It was the Bears. I mean, and I thought the Bears defense was better than that.
Is it Jalen Johnson, their corner or safety or whoever? Out for the season. So that hurts a lot because as much as he runs his mouth and I'm not a fan of him, he's a good player.
He is.
You know,
is.
So that definitely hurts, you know. And then, you get whatever revenge game narrative you want to go, you know, for Campbell and Johnson leaving when they, you know. I'm sure he thought they had the, you know, it's always the unfinished business because they didn't win a Super Bowl, but, you know, get a chance to be the main guy somewhere else and get paid a lot more to be a head coach.
Yeah. I'd take it too. Yeah. I mean, same thing's probably going to happen with the Packers after this year with Jeff Hafley.
I don't want it to. That would suck. But
But, you know, I mean, the reality is that good defensive, although, you know, To say that I'm a fan of Jeff Hafley, I'm not, because I prefer a man coverage defense more than a zone. Mm-hmm. However, bringing on Micah and the pieces that we've got up front just wreaking havoc.
Yeah, well, you bring in Micah lines. And all of a sudden Van Ness looks great. You know, they have to focus on Micah.
And then Van Ness moves and Micah inside.
On the same side.
Yeah, you know? But they move him inside, and it's just like, wow. Yeah. I mean, that could be a very special defense. Mm-hmm. And they showed a graphic or a picture of a screenshot of the game at one point where they were showing how Jaden Daniels had nowhere to go with the ball because here were these four or five guys rushing. But the coverage in a zone, the guys were right where they needed to be, and they aren't having to do things. It's not a – you're not giving them the time for guys to get open after the fact.
Yeah.
I mean, a pass rush should put you in a position where your defenders are that much better.
Yep.
Our DBs look like they're all world.
Yeah, like Keyshawn Nixon had like 5 pass breakups
Ballantyne.
Yeah.
I mean, he's actually, I believe he's got a higher rating than Keyshawn Nixon. I mean, they're just, or excuse me, he doesn't because of that Tesla touchdown.
Yeah. Stuff like that shouldn't count.
But, right, yeah. Right. Well, it's kind of like, I sit there and I think to myself, from a fantasy perspective, there are a couple of things I would love to see changed. When a guy gets called for defensive pass interference, the offensive players should get the yardage because it probably or it very likely could have been a catch had it not been for the interference.
Yeah, George Pickens would be like the number one receiver then.
He would.
Because he's always getting
DPIs
called on him.
Yeah. Right. And then what was the other thing that I wanted to see changed? It'll come to me.
Tipped passes that turn into interceptions.
Yeah. That interception goes to Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Not to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
That hit him right in the hands and bounced off.
Unless you're Kyler Murray throwing it or Tua throwing it directly to a DB or a linebacker, yeah, if it's a tipped, you know, completely catchable ball and you just whiff on it and it gets tipped, and that shouldn't count.
Yeah, but, I mean, there are just certain things that I would love to see from a fantasy perspective tweaked a little bit, because of, you know, a guy could go, a guy could have five targets, no receptions. It would have been three or four catches for 100 and some yards and possibly a touchdown, and you come away with 0 points.
Yeah.
And it's just ridiculous because someone was overly aggressive on defense and gets, you know.
Yep.
So next up we've got the aforementioned Russell Wilson, 30 of 41 for 450 yards, three TDs, one interception, three rushes, 23 yards.
Yeah.
What a game.
Yeah, that was crazy. Like I said, that was, you know,
it was a fun game.
It was a really fun game to watch. Yeah. You know, I mean,
and it was the first time ever that a kicker has tied the score with 0 seconds remaining on the clock and won the game in overtime with 0 seconds on the clock.
Nice.
Both last play of the, I mean, it was exciting. Yep. It made it more exciting because he's my kicker. Yeah. But, I mean, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. I mean, Russell will probably go back to being Russell as we know it. And being, you know, he'll be, you know, he could be 30 for 41 again next week, but it'll be for like 167 and one touchdown.
Four interceptions.
And four picks, you know. Yeah. So it's, I think he's going to be up and down a lot this year. It just depends on, they're going to be a team that, and I think Dallas's defense, obviously, you get rid of Micah, is just going to be horrible.
Yeah, but they can stop the run.
Because Cam Scadabu had a decent game, though, didn't he?
Yeah, I'm joking, because they said that getting Kenny Clark, at least they'd be able to stop the run. Well, when you give up 450 yards passing, I don't care if you can stop the run or not. You gave up 450 yards rushing or passing.
Yep.
So you have other problems than your your rush defense. Next up, we've got Rome Odunze, plus 18.19, 7-11 receptions, 128 yards, two touchdowns. He was pretty much the offense for the Bears and looked good. And luckily I played him this week.
Yeah, I think this is truly him taking over. I mean, DJ Moore, they've got, one more year with him under contract?
Something like that.
And I think it's, I can't remember if it's expensive, relatively expensive or not next year for him. But, yeah, you know, I mean, he got Rome. He's still got Burden, who's still somewhat coming back from the, you know, the college injury, you know, working in. I mean, it's been kind of,
he's got a long way to go.
Yeah, it sucks with Colston Loveland because he's done nothing.
Yeah,
you know, and I again, that was my worry with him, even really even in a dynasty, you know, drafting him where he was going, is just there's so many mouths to feed. And I've never been huge on Caleb Williams being a star. I think he'll be a decent to good quarterback, but being a star quarterback that can sustain that many viable fantasy options, I never had any faith in it.
He looks panicked too much.
Yeah, he still does. And I think some of that is because, I mean, he did the same thing in college. You know, as soon as he'd feel a little bit of pressure, he was one of the most athletic people on the field in college and could run and do those off-platform throws that he tries to do in the NFL.
Yeah.
But everybody else is faster in the NFL you know.
Everyone is your Alabamas and your Georgias. Yeah. It's not like you're going in and you're playing against Northwestern or Middle Tennessee Valley State or whatever.
So, I mean, but it's good to see Rome finally getting, you know, the 11 targets is really, you know, obviously the two touchdowns is great, but the 11 targets is, to me, the thing that really matters.
Because
if he can sustain that many targets, you know, even if Caleb has a off game, you know, he should still be fine.
Yep.
So
agreed. Next up, we've got Jared Goff, who, you know, another one, plus 18.04, 23 of 28. 334 yards, five touchdowns.
Yeah, that's, I feel like Goff does this every year at least 1 week.
Yeah.
Where he does this, where it's super.
Yeah, it's five touchdowns.
It's super efficient. Only 28 passes.
Yeah.
You know, granted.
And only five incompletions.
You know, I mean,
the same number of incompletions as touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah. Gibbs scored. Monty, you know, David Montgomery scored as well on the ground. You know, so.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the hyper efficiency.
When you throw up 51.
Yeah.
And they've done it. I mean, they've done it how many times, you know, over the last couple of years? mm-hmm. you know, putting up gaudy numbers.
Like I said, for example, Isaac, our friend Isaac in my main Yahoo league had Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. Well, he also drafted drafted Goff, and just kept him on his bench. So now he's going to be starting Jared Goff. And I was like, you know, next week it could be
right.
It could be one of those where
too bad you didn't, you know, think about what might happen and play Goff.
Yeah, this again, week. You know, you wouldn't ever, you know, like I said, he does this like maybe once a year where he just explodes like that. But you know, next week could be, you know, 23 or 28, like kind of like Russell, you know,
for 17,
you know, maybe 200 and one touchdown, and they still win the game by three touchdowns because Gibbs breaks one off, or Monty, you know, they get Monty more involved. You know,
agreed. Moving on to our duds. Joe Burrow -16.82, kind of hard to fault the guy because he got injured. So
I mean, they were clicking red. You know, I mean, 7 of 13,
well, that's not very good.
Still,
I 10 mean, yards, 11 yards a pass or a reception, and but only, you know, barely 50%.
Yeah, I think he would have had a very good game.
Oh yeah,
you know, with that, you know, but yeah, I mean that just sucks. Like I said, if I was Joe Burrow, I'd be filing a complaint somewhere.
Yeah,
NFLPA or something. Be like, you guys got to talk to my team owners here because this is ridiculous.
Yep. Next up, we've got J.J. McCarthy, 11 of 21, similar numbers, 158 yards, two interceptions, five rushes, 25 yards.
Yeah. I think, didn't he have a lost fumble in there as well?
Very possibly.
I think he had like three fumbles, but lost one of them.
Yeah.
So
he just didn't. I mean, for the people that said, oh, yeah, you know, go with him, don't re-sign. Yeah.
Darnold, yeah.
Yeah, I think I would have gone back to re-signing Darnold, but if it was affordable.
Yeah.
I mean, drafted him for a reason.
Yeah.
I just don't know. You know, some of these guys, well, I don't know. I mean,
I think in that situation with, you know, I mean, Darnold kind of fell apart towards the end of the year last year.
Yeah.
But, you know, had a very good start. You know, it's one of those situations. And I don't think Darnold would be the kind of guy to be like the squeaky wheel. But it goes, you know, it's how do you sit him on the bench, you know, and then start McCarthy over him with him? You know, how do you still have Darnold on the roster?
Yeah.
When if we're going to go with McCarthy, let's capitalize and get what we can from, you know, out of Darnold.
Yeah, I just meant coming back first year after the knee.
Yeah.
Maybe you try and keep him for another year and ease McCarthy back into it. But, you know, it's you drafted him. You've got, was he a first round pick?
McCarthy? Yeah, wasn't he? Like ninth overall or something?
Was he that? He couldn't have been that early. That high. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't
remember either.
But, you know, you've got him for 5 years. One is already gone.
Yeah.
You know, and are you going to pay him that $35 or $40 million that it's going to take to put a
tag on, or not the tag, the
fifth year on
option? Yeah.
Yeah. On a quarterback? I don't know. Next up, Derrick Henry. 11 rushes, 23 yards, -14.9. He broke some hearts.
After the amazing week one, I mean, Cleveland's rush defense is good. You know,
they are.
Obviously you could tell because Lamar was just dropping touchdowns left and right. It felt like every time red zone popped on, it was Lamar touching the passing touchdown, you know, to Devontae Walker had two. D-Hop almost had two. Mark Andrews still sucks.
I don't know if there's any value with him anymore.
No, I mean, in that Yahoo league that I joined with you, I dropped Mark Andrews and picked up Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
You know, he had the touchdown, but the defender knocked the ball out. You know, he didn't really secure it that
Who
well.
Was that?
Mark Andrews. He had a touchdown, but the defender knocked the ball out, so it didn't count. But, yeah, I mean, the Derrick Henry one, he'll be fine. It was a weird game.
It was.
Because, like I said, Cleveland really seemed set on stopping Derrick Henry and let Lamar throw all over him. So,
pick your poison. Next up, we've got Justin Fields, 3 of 11, 27 yards, 5 rushes, 49 yards, -14.38. I mean, when you're 3 of 11, you're struggling. The five Russian, rushes, yeah, is great. Yeah, I
was going to say, the rushing yardage was great.
Yeah, especially when you're in fantasy where you're probably making either two or two and a half points as, or times as many points mm-hmm. from his rushing than you are from his passing.
That's what people were, you know, Fields was kind of a, you know, one of those flyer-esque kind of, yeah. you know, dart throws at the end of the draft. You know, if you've got one of the top guys or something and you grab Fields later, or, you know, you got a, you know, somebody with a little bit of a question mark coming in and you took Fields as a just in case. You know, there was a lot of, saw a lot of, there's like people draft Drake May, you know, in like the 10th round
right.
and then take Fields in the last just in case, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up, Geno Smith, 24 of 43, 180 yards, three interceptions. I mean, he started it off with a pick.
Yeah.
On the very first throw. Horrible throw on that. Didn't see, you know, a little late on the throw. Mm-hmm. Didn't see the safety moving down and popping the ball, you know, hitting the ball.
Yep.
You just can't do that.
Yeah. Well, and but Geno's the kind of guy, he did this stuff in Seattle too. Next week he could have Russell Wilson's stat line.
Well, you know, and the reality is that the guy's been a 70% completion guy. Mm-hmm. You know, 24 for 43, that is not Geno Smith.
No, yeah. I mean, I to me, a lot of the stat line is also the Chargers' defense being as good as they are. I think this is the year that they're going to make a legitimate run at a Super Bowl.
So it's going to be the Packers versus the Chargers?
That'd be cool, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I can handle that.
Although the last time Justin Herbert played in an important game, a team from Wisconsin, he beat the shit out of them. Like the Rose Bowl years ago, and
against ran the Badgers for a couple of touchdowns, and I remember it. Yeah. I was watching it downstairs. Got him the
super high draft pick, you know.
I remember. So moving on, we'll go to our waiver wire. I left Daniel Jones at the top of the list.
So far, he's looked great. You know, I mean,
have they punted yet?
No.
The rumor first has team, it that they're not first going team to punt in the this Super year. Bowl
era. That would be crazy. That would be crazy. But, I mean, yeah, he looks good. They've got the offensive weapons. You know, you bring in Tyler Warren as the rookie, who looks amazing. You know, whoopsie, Chicago taking the wrong tight end.
That's you know, kind of what.
When it happened, it was like, oh, geez, what? But.
Yeah.
You know,
I was thinking the same thing, but you know, what do
you
I know?
You got JT, who looks, he had an amazing game. I mean, Daniel Jones, if you could stop vulturing his rushing touchdowns, that'd be all right. But.
No.
He's got Daniel Jones' three rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But that is Daniel Jones, though.
I know.
I mean, in.
They weren't even, those were like tush-push touchdowns that he got.
I get that. But I mean, he has always scored a lot of rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, he's one of those sneaky guys where at the end of the season, you're like, Daniel Jones had 600 rush yards and like five touchdowns. Like,
eight what? Touchdowns, yeah. 10 touchdowns rushing.
You know,
he's not the size of...
Because it's Daniel Jones. That's why you're surprised.
Yeah. Well, and he's not the size of Josh Allen, but it seems like he always puts up similar touchdown stats or, you know, just a little bit less. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I'm not a New York anything fan.
Yeah.
Because I think it's while it's the most lucrative market, it's the worst market to play in.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think that the coaches or management or ownership necessarily know how to run teams the right way. They're so hell-bent on, what are our fans going to think?
Yeah, I think Dable's actually a good coach.
I do,
too. It's just he's been handed a pile of crap.
Right.
You know, so, you know, he's been doing the best he can.
Although with Russell, he might have a decent pile of crap.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, you know, I mean, I don't know. I wish, you know, Russell had the great game and stuff, but I think he's going to be so up and down. I'd rather have Jameis in there and just say, Jameis, go nuts.
Go nuts. Throw your 60 interceptions.
You know, yeah, but he's going to throw for 5,000 yards and, you know, maybe and he probably would match his, you know, like the year that he had, was it 30 and 30 or whatever it was?
Yeah,
you know?
30-30.
Yeah, I mean, but he's still, he almost
usually
threw
we talk
for
about
6,
baseball players who are 30-30 candidates, but not a quarterback.
Yeah, you know, but I don't know. Like I said, I think Dable is a good coach, but, you know, he's just been handed a pile of crap.
Yep.
Every season he's been there. So
doggy doo doo.
You know, like I said, I mean, Indies, they've got the pieces there. You know, the defense is looking really good as well. You know, so he's just got finally has the support of a well-rounded team around him.
Right.
So
agree.
If he keeps playing like this, I don't think we'll see Anthony Richardson in a Colts jersey.
Very possible.
You know, next season.
Very possible.
Yeah.
Although Daniel Jones is only on a 1-year deal, right?
Yeah, but
if he keeps
playing like this, I think they'll extend him or sign him.
When he signed the 4-year, $160
something like that,
$1 million contract, I was like, that's a pretty good deal for a quarterback as good as he is. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it was like, nope, they traded him to Minnesota and he left there and went here and he's looking like the quarterback that, you know, you keep him from getting sacked 78 times or whatever it was a couple of years ago, you're going to get a decent quarterback.
Yeah.
He is a good quarterback.
Yep.
Next up, we've got Hunter Renfro from the land of misfit toys.
Well, he almost missed getting re-signed because his daughter was watching Bluey.
She was watching
Bluey, and his agent and the coach were blowing up his phone to get him back before anybody else could try and find him or anything.
Well, they signed him after they traded Thielen?
Yeah,
or about the same time?
I don't remember. They might have signed him when Thielen was still there and then cut him. And then traded Thielen, and then, like I said, they were trying to bring him back.
Right.
And that's, apparently his daughter was watching Bluey, and she was declining the calls, not telling him that people were blowing up his phone. So
let's think about this. Would your 4-year-old...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
...know to tell you that someone's calling you, or would she continue watching Bluey?
Actually, she's pretty good. Like, if she's got Britt's phone, she'll, you know, and somebody texts or something, she'll be like, somebody's, you know... Whatever, it's usually, grandma's calling or something like that, so, yeah.
Mom, it's the Carolina Panthers. They're looking to sign you. next up, Wandale Robinson. I don't know if I'm sold on Wandale Robinson, but he's getting a lot of looks.
A lot of targets.
Yeah.
I mean,
in that offense, if you can throw, I mean, because Malik Nabers is a stud.
Well, this was what happened last year. Malik Nabers had, through 3 weeks, had like 15 more targets than anybody else in the league. And Wandale was third on that list.
Yeah.
You know, and that's exactly how it started last year. Yep. You know, so, I mean,
it'll PPR be interesting to see if he,
fine, you know.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, you know, where this goes. But he's definitely worth a flyer in the short term. Next up, Troy Franklin. You know, you saw Mims at the end of last year, the usage of Mims. Big plays, anything they could do to get him in there, and now Troy Franklin is the guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, Troy and Bo Nix played at Oregon together, you know, so I think it just took Troy a little bit to really get acclimated to the league.
Well, he's only a second-year player.
Yeah, well, so is Bo Nix.
Mims is
Well, Nix also played for like 8 years in college. Yeah, so.
isn't he a 42-year-old second-year player?
Something like that, but you know, I mean, Franklin too. I mean, Cortland Sutton had a really bad game. You know, really wasn't involved much. You know, and Nix was also super efficient in that game.
Yeah.
I've got him in the Yahoo League. You know, he threw those 3 touchdowns in the first half, and then basically did nothing the entire second half. You know, because I think they were trying to, you know, same thing that your prevent offense. You know, so, you know, and then ended up losing that game, you know, to Daniel Jones. So, you know, I mean, I I'd look Troy Franklin's way, or at least keep an eye on him, you know, and just see what happens this week as well. Yep. So,
next up, DeVonta's Walker. Big, big name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just the receiver of, I think he only had like 2 catches, didn't he?
Both for touchdowns. Yeah.
So I mean,
he's popped. You know, last year I think he's a second or third year player as well. You know, and he's had weeks like this, and you know, last season he had a couple spike weeks. You know, it's just crazy with the Ravens because they signed Rashad Bateman to that. I mean, big contract really for Bateman. You know,
yeah,
and he's been
and I
nothing.
Yeah, I've never been a Bateman fan.
he's been nothing so far this year. You know, it's been Zay Flowers, obviously, and Derrick Henry last week. You know, and Zay Flowers had a huge week last week, too. So, yeah. You know, I mean, he's one, obviously, I wouldn't add him yet, but definitely keep an eye on right. him. This next guy, I actually drafted in the main Yahoo League, and if
which
he's
is interesting.
Out there, I would.
Which is interesting, because in some of the leagues, he is available.
Is he
available in our
in the Yahoo League we're in? Yeah, because I was kind of
I almost picked him up before this week.
Yeah,
but I didn't, and I went with Keon Coleman, who Buffalo receivers are like kissing your sister. There's nothing there. I mean, it's just you know what I mean. I mean it. You can't count on any of them.
No, I mean it's because. It's kind of the same as Green Bay. There's just no true alpha.
Right.
You know, if you had a guy.
Well, and I'm not a big fan of. I mean, if Khalil Shakir is the top.
Yeah.
Wide receiver. Oh, I mean they. Yeah. So yeah, they use their running backs a lot. Josh Allen rushes a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not a pass heavy. Offense.
Yeah, I mean, they never really even, well, except when Diggs was there. I mean, he was really good, you know, that one year and then half of the next year, but,
started having more of an ego than he should.
Yep, so. So, anyways, the guy we were talking about was Keenan Allen. I know I kind of sidetracked there, but, I mean, Keenan, I drafted him in our, I believe he had signed with the Chargers at that point, because we did our draft Labor Day the weekend before Labor Day, so like that Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday was Labor Day. So he had signed there, and again, super late round because, you know, everybody's like, oh, well, he's old,
72
and he's
coming years old. Back.
Yeah. But I was like, well, I mean, he's only 1 year removed from being on the Chargers, and that year that he was with Justin Herbert, I mean, the guy's just a middle of the field, move the chains.
Yeah. I mean, PPR, monster. No question.
Yeah.
But even in a standard league,
he scored a touchdown in consecutive weeks. Right. You know, I mean, and if Quentin Johnston can remember every week that his hands are, you know, he can actually catch a football. You know,
that's what those are for.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, teams, you got to account for that. Yeah. And Ladd McConkey.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I'm a big fan
of McConkey. Yeah.
And they're letting Herbert sling it.
Yeah.
You know, so. Which has been hurting Omarion Hampton, you know, which kind of stinks because he was sneaking up into like the third round in a lot of drafts. So, but you know, Keenan Allen, I mean, I'm going to be starting him. I might start him over Devonta Smith this week.
Oh yeah,
you know,
as my wide receiver depending upon matchups too. And everything. Yeah.
You know, so it's, I mean, it's not a great matchup. They've got Denver, but again, you know, if they want to keep the big touchdowns away from Quentin Johnston, there goes Surtain. But then you still got to account for Ladd.
Yeah.
And Keenan.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just they
had the backs out of the.
Yeah. They've got so many options. And with Herbert playing really well, it's tough. You know, they're going to get their points no matter what.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah. Next up, we've got Juwan Jennings. And actually, we should also probably have Juwan Johnson.
Yeah.
The Juwan brothers.
Yeah.
I mean, both of them. I mean, Jennings had a huge game.
Yeah. Disappointing week one. Yep. Obviously, he had got banged up with the shoulder. But you know, to come play through that and end up with the 10 targets. Granted, you know, again, there's no Kittle, no Ayuk. Pearsall's been underwhelming so far. You know, and I mean, if you started Juwan Jennings this week, I mean, props to you. I have him in that Yahoo league. I couldn't bring myself to start him because he was banged up and Mac Jones coming in. You know,
right.
But ended up having a nice game. And if Mac Jones plays again this week,
maybe you run with him.
You know, and Mac Jones was great for Brian Thomas Jr. last year. You know, he just hyper-targeted him. So maybe that's what happens again. You know, you get CMC. He's going to get his.
Yeah.
And then is all Juwan Jennings on the outside. So
yep.
If he's out there, I mean, I feel like he's probably not available in most leagues.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to say. I mean, the league that you're in with me in Yahoo, well, that used to be an 8-team league.
Yeah.
So, you know, you used to look at my roster and go, what?
Yeah.
Is this like a 4-team? Well, with some of the guys even in the now, league.
Some of the guys like Keenan Allen's on the waiver wire in that league.
Right.
You know, you look at the waiver wire and it's a 10-team league and you're like, geez. And then you move up to my other Yahoo league and that's 12 and it feels like there's nobody.
Yeah. Well, and go to my 16th and there is nobody. Yeah. Although, I think, I'm not sure if Wandale is out there. Troy Franklin's available.
Yeah.
Hunter Renfro, I think he might have gotten picked up this past week.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones is obviously gone because with 16 teams, almost everyone has
two
QBs just to be safe.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Well, that's all we've got for this week. Yep. Information if you want to reach us. We will bring back our other little segment, which is our loser of the week.
Oh, yep.
You're now in the league with the
our loser, our friend Karen.
Although, you know, she's well,
it's early.
Her team is horrible.
It's early.
I believe she's 0-2. I mean, anyone who's 0-2 in that league just sucks. Yeah, God, who would be 0-2 in that league? Well, it's funny because Isaac, you showed Isaac my.
Oh yeah, and he's like, I don't like it, and you know, of course the geniuses at Yahoo with their projections, you know, I was supposed to like get second and only lose two games, so maybe that means I'm going on a generational run.
You're going
here
on a bender. But yeah, he said Ozzy's team isn't very good. Your team is the bomb. You're 0-2. I lead the league in scoring.
Well, yeah, you lose Burrow and they have a bad week one. You lose Burrow. Yeah. Drake London, you know, this week was horrible.
Yep. Yeah. So. I lost Xavier Worthy the first week.
Yeah.
On the third play of the game, and he got me 0 points, and I'm still, you know, the top scorer. So, you know, and you know, you just you deal with it.
Yep. Yeah. A lot of season left.
And I apologize for having missed last week and the podcast. I had COVID, so obviously didn't want to infect you or your
really the kids
well, and the funny thing is we were with you Friday night. I was surprised you and guys girls, didn't get it.
Well, yeah, so
because Shelly, I mean
yeah, the girls Sutton or Soph was crawling all over at the restaurant.
It made me nervous. Luckily the kids are more resilient than the old lady. So that's all we've got for tonight. We will be back Friday night, unless some other tragedy hits.
Yeah,
and hopefully we will have Sutton with us to give us our
peace picks.
Peace picks.
Yeah.
So until then, I am Ozzy.
And I'm Austin.
Have a great week.
See ya.